Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's been a while since we've done a podcast.
Yeah.
We've been very busy, so we don't want to let it go because we love it. Welcome to The Secret Show with Karen Carson in the morning and Johnny Minge and intern Anthony.
Hey.
And this show is not for kids, and it's also not for listening out loud anywhere you don't want anybody to hear things that we say.
Headphones are probably best.
We're glad to be back, and thank you so much for listening to our podcast. So we're going to do something different with the podcast this time. We're going to dissect our blown off, and it will be uncensored. Because, you know, we do have to bleep out swears and things like that for the radio. But it's Tuesday right now, before Thanksgiving, and tomorrow night is like the big... Everybody comes home, all the bars are packed because everyone's home from school or where they've moved to, and there's a lot of pressure to go out the night before Thanksgiving.
Are you?
Believe it or not, I am going out the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
All my girlfriends are busy because they're cooking for the big day, so they're like, they have to get things
last
ready.
Last minute, okay.
If I was a good person, I'd go to my sister's the night before.
But you're not a good person, so you're going to a bar.
Well, my son's coming home from... college, so I kind of want to be home.
You're not going to the same bar as him, right?
No.
Holy
he can't
shit.
Go to a bar. He's too young.
Oh my God.
He's only 18.
Oh, come on. He's got an ID.
Well, he's going to be hanging out with his friends.
Yeah, sure.
So, my friends, my workout friends that I've known for 12 years, my trainer, Carlos, and my friend Denise, I'm really close with them, haven't seen them in months and months and months. They asked me, are you available the night before Thanksgiving? And I was like,
big night.
But I haven't seen them, so I said yes. And we're going to Mama Juana's Cafe. And we're going to have fun.
Mama Juana? Is there like marijuana?
Sounds like a weed place.
Yeah.
It's a drink in the Dominican Republic.
She's right.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it. See, when I was younger, used to hate Thanksgiving Eve, still hate Thanksgiving Eve.
So are you going out?
No. And I'm so happy.
But you're 25.
Doesn't matter. This year, all of our friends have like dispersed into different groups for Thanksgiving Eve. Couldn't be happier. When I found out about that, I had relief that I could just go out to eat with my fiance and go home. And fucking lay
Look
in bed.
Look at him. He's an old fucking man at
25.
I love it.
Oh, I always hated Thanksgiving Eve, though. Even when I was younger. See,
just because there's pressure.
Well, not only that, but like your son is coming home from college. So he's going to experience it in the way like, hey, look at me. I'm back.
Oh, the first Thanksgiving Eve back from college.
Yeah.
That's
and
fun.
All my friends warned me. They told me he's going to walk through the door. He's going to say, hi, I love you. I'm going out with my friends.
Of course he is.
So get ready for it.
Now, the problem was I was on the other side of that. Because I stayed home for college.
Oh, no.
So when I stayed home and I saw all
your mother's like, please go out.
Get out. Not only that, but all of these cocky assholes who would come back from their away college, being away for the first time, they'd be like, look at me, I'm back. We hated them when they came back.
Because they wanted the red carpet rolled out for them.
Yeah. And
so
it was
there's
all
animosity.
Phony.
So Anthony doesn't want to go out on this night because he feels...
He won't get any attention
there's
because
PTSD.
His other friends will.
Always hated it. Always will. I am so happy that this year, if you want to find me, my fiance and I will be doing the early bird special at either Scarpetta or someplace like that.
And
come on. 10-course meal with coffee afterwards.
And Anthony, tell Karen why those two restaurants are the ones that you're choosing.
Oh, because I have two gift cards to two different restaurants, and I want to use them. I don't want to spend any money on Thanksgiving Eve, saving it all for Black Friday to shop.
Huh?
I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to hear anyone.
You just sounded like Andrew Cuomo.
Today.
Do you notice that with him too? His impressions sometimes
leak out. He'll slide into them and he doesn't know he's doing
right.
it.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's unbelievable
of
you to
Trump.
Say.
I've noticed he falls into...
It's either... It's mostly Tony Soprano that you slide into, but that, I just heard Cuomo.
I notice a lot, he goes into the Schitt's Creek guy. What's his name?
Eugene Levy.
When he talks to, like when Anthony's like taking caller's info, he turns into Eugene Levy.
I get your address, Myra?
All right, I digress now. Anthony, when I was 25, I looked forward to going out. Like, you get to see everybody from high school.
It is exciting because you spent months and months away from each other.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're wasting the best years of your life.
I think I'm wasting them at the bar. I hate it. I hate Thanksgiving Eve.
You have your whole life to be an old fart and sit home and do nothing the night before
Thanksgiving. I can't wait to travel out in my pajamas and pick up my kids from the bar instead and just chill in the car and wait for them. I can't fucking wait for that.
Oh my God, I love him. He's such a little old man.
Uh-huh. Like in a 25-year-old's body. Like I can't even fathom being engaged at 25.
You know, well, I was.
But you're different. You're like...
No, I'm not.
You're a mix. No, but you're a mix because you were married young, but you're still... You have that rock star mentality. Like, you still go out and party.
I got to tell you, I was just about to say, Anthony, once you have kids, something changed in me and my husband at the time. We were like, no, this is not going to change us. We are going to every concert that we ever went to before. Right. We're going out to eat. Right. And luckily, we had babies with our friends. Like, everybody had kids at the same time. Okay. So we were all going through
it. It wasn't an orgy.
That's what it sounded like.
Hey, everybody, hop in. No. It was not that. But going out to eat was one of our favorite things. So we made a pact that we are going to bring these babies in their infant carriers. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to deal with having a child at the table. Now, we kept this up because we love going out to eat. And we taught these kids how to behave in a restaurant. And the second they acted up, they're out the door. Because you don't want to disturb other diners, because I hate it too.
Yeah.
Right? So something happened where we were like, no, we're going to concerts. We're doing this. We're doing that. So I became more of a partier after I had kids.
Wow.
Wow. Maybe it'll change for me.
What I'm saying.
But Anthony's never gone to the concerts. He hasn't even gone to a single concert.
He's been
like
old
music.
Since he was born.
To the day, April 22nd, 1996. That was the day I turned 80.
You're like a little baby senior citizen.
Like, I never want to put down, like, I love the music that we play here on the radio station, but like when I go to the gym, I'll listen to punk rock, I'll listen to rap, I'll listen to
other
things.
I get out of here and I listen to like 70s music because it soothes me. It's all like, it's almost like a drug. Like, I'll listen to like
100%
a yacht rock type of thing. So Ambrosia or England Dan and John Ford Coley. Really, really soft stuff that my parents were listening to when I was younger because it just reminds me of no stress.
When I was younger, I always hated disco music. I hated it like that. Like, burn, baby, burn.
Oh,
disco.
That's so fun.
I hated it. I'd be like, Dad, why the hell are you listening to this shit? And now I look for it on like Apple Music
Something
like
that. Yeah, but why? Why do you look for it?
Because it calms me down. Because I think of when I was a child sitting
nostalgia.
In the car. With
because, and this is what I miss. This is crazy, but this is what I miss. I don't know if you guys experienced this, but growing up for me meant that all five of us were in the van. My mom and dad driving, usually to the shore, like a 2-3 hour ride, and we had to listen to what they listened to. We didn't have. There wasn't even a Walkman.
There's no headphones.
Like, you are totally at the mercy of what they were listening to, and all the speakers went through the van. So I listened to like Paul McCartney and Wings and all these like really soft songs, but rock songs. And now I just tune it in and I'm like, oh.
I only bring up the music because I asked Intern Anthony like what he bumps at the gym. And it's literally the new 102.7 playlist. The same thing we listen to every morning.
He knows more lyrics than I do.
Right.
And I know a lot of lyrics, but he amazes me. He loves this music.
You're a unique guy.
I mean, I love it too, and so do you, but like, he loves it.
We listen to it every day for 4 hours. I got my fix of Taylor Swift, and I'm pumped about it, but he goes to the gym and he's bumping,
Shake It Off. I love that new, the Cold Heart song.
With Elton John. Elton John and Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Cold Heart. Those are Elton John songs from the 70s that they're singing in that song, you know.
You want to hear something fucking embarrassing? I never heard the real version
of
So I Think It's Gonna Be a Long, Long Time.
Really?
So I looked up the lyrics and said, what song is this originally
from? Oh my God.
And then I found Rocket Man.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Deep cut.
All right, he's learning the best way he can, John.
I'm picturing Anthony putting up reps at the gym listening to Adele's new song. Go
You know they're going to make that into a dance song for the clubs.
Oh, man.
So should we move on to, I think we should move on to our Blown Off because we wanted to discuss this one. So here it is. So we have Hillary on Blown Off with us this morning. And I feel quite bad because she and Brad were dating for about 7 months and he literally cut her off out of nowhere. So everything was almost too good to be true. I mean, they never really argued. Everything was great. He even started bringing up engagement stuff, Johnny.
So you went from thinking you were going to get married to this man to him not answering your phone calls?
Yeah.
And his sister. She tried texting the sister who she got close with. She's maybe even blocking her calls. All right. So I'm sorry about this, Hillary, but we'll try to get Brad to...
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Brad?
Yeah, this is Brad. Who's calling?
Brad, this is Karen Carson and Johnny Minch from New 102.7 Radio. You are on the radio with us right now.
What's up, brother?
Very early this morning because we have a great prize to give you.
I'm sorry. I didn't sign up for anything like this.
Someone else signed you up, a great gal named Hillary, and we want to send you on a date with her.
And we'll pay for it.
How about instead of a date, you buy her something on her registry?
What? Oh. Wedding registry?
I was Googling her name, Hillary, and I don't know why I was, but I just was, and thank God I did, because I found a baby, infant baby, like a baby registry online for her, with the option to mail the gifts to her address. She had a baby, or at least she gave one up or something before she dated me. Doesn't tell me, I don't
know. All right, stop. This is crazy. First of all, can you really find somebody's registry by Googling them?
If they put it on like, I don't think Babies R Us is around anymore, but if they put it on one of those websites, like if you Googled my name, Anthony Malerba, and I was registered under Kohl's or something like that, it would come up, Anthony Malerba's baby registry.
I still Kohl's. Don't get why he wouldn't ask her. And he thinks that she had like an abortion or is hiding a child. Yeah. I mean, messed up is that?
I ask myself that a lot. Like, why don't these people on Blown Off just call each other first? And I've come to this, like, sometimes if you feel like you're being lied to, because I've felt like I've been lied to before, cheated on, I don't even want to give that person
You don't want to hear them lie more doubt. Or, mm-hmm. yeah.
So I kind of just, I've ghosted people before, but.
Well, these two haven't been talking to each other for a while and they're about to talk to each other for the first time in a while.
Okay.
Are you serious? A baby?
My God. Of course she's here. What is this? A setup?
Do you see a baby crawling around my apartment? Did you ever see me pregnant in the 7 months I've been with you? Are you serious?
Hang on!
Hold on. Brad, you saw a baby registry in Hillary's name. Hillary, do you have a baby registry?
Of course not. Why would I have I don't have a kid.
Stop it. I Googled your name and I saw it. You must have, I don't know if you got knocked up and just made the baby disappear.
What the fuck?
This is what always scares me because this is on the radio, and people say anything they want.
But in her defense, or maybe his defense, I don't even...
How could you defend him?
Hold on,
because
let me tell you something. I just typed in Karen Carson baby registry on Google, and I have about 10 different Karen Carson baby registries.
Am I there from like 18 years ago?
She wants a VCR for her son.
There's Karen Carson's baby registry on Babylist, Karen Carson on myregistry.com.
Oh my God.
But there's nobody named Richard Carson in your life.
No.
That we know about. We call him Dick Carson.
Yeah. Mm.
Should we get back into it?
You want to get back into
Blown Off? Yeah, continue to play it.
But why would I have a baby? The fact that you drink that knocked up, I can't even get the words out of my mouth.
Can I ask, did you have like maybe a Pinterest board? Like maybe you were looking forward to having a baby one day and you like.
It's a live registry with her first name, her last name,
it's not.
Address.
Right.
It's absolutely her.
Oh my God,
Pinterest board.
It doesn't sound like the woman that you've known for the last 7 months has a live baby registry up right now. I mean,
it doesn't
maybe
even make sense. It's her address. You think someone made it in her name?
I mean, it could be like a bot or something.
Yeah, but
Brad, I was with you for 7 months. Where did I hide this baby? You are disgusting me right now because I thought I knew you, but apparently I do not know who the hell you are at this point.
Well, maybe you don't have a baby, but you are certainly planning on one based on the registry.
No, I am. How about I make a registry for you? How about I make a registry for you in your name? How about I do that?
I don't believe you. You know what? Good luck with your life. Kiss your baby goodnight for me, and have a good one. Bye.
Ew, I hate them together anyway.
They didn't belong together.
They don't even sound like they go together. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Little fun fact for you. So that baby sound effect that you heard, I have this little button. I have this little sound effect box that I press sometimes. You know, like I do that. I have the dings. Yeah. So Anthony, you walked out of the room and I had the baby setting on.
Yeah.
Karen was doing, we were like giving away a commercial free cash winner or something. And I went to go hit the ding, ding, ding. You've won a prize. And... It was stuck on baby mom.
No,
the
cat was like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Blown off, you know, teaches me something about relationships every day.
Like what not to do.
Right. Yeah. I'm happy to be single.
People have been asking us to break down Blown Off for years. I'm excited we're finally doing it.
And phone calls are always welcome after Blown Off. We love talking about it. So, you know, in the meantime, we'll always talk about it here on the podcast. We'll choose like one a week, I guess, you know, the most volatile one.
And maybe we could give it to them completely uncensored. I know, I don't think there was any cursing today.
So I won't have to hit the bleep button?
No, this is an unbleeped Blown Off that you'll hear on The Secret Show. With Karen Carson in the morning, Johnny Minjin, intern Ant, happy Thanksgiving.
Damn, the wrong button again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.